Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Mary Todd Lincoln, a biography by Jean Harvey Baker, is a historical biography of one of the most controversial and often misunderstood first ladies in United States history. First published before its 2008 Norton paperback edition, the book examines Mary Todd Lincoln from her privileged childhood in Lexington, Kentucky. Through her marriage to Abraham Lincoln, her years in wartime Washington, and her difficult widowhood after the assassination, Baker, a historian of 19th-century America, treats Mary not merely as an accessory to Lincoln but as a politically aware, emotionally intense, socially constrained woman shaped by family loss, class expectation, sectional conflict, and public hostility. The biography aims to correct caricatures that reduced Mary to extravagance, instability, or domestic trouble. Its purpose is both biographical and interpretive. It reconstructs a life marked by ambition and grief while showing how gender norms, political crisis, and mental health assumptions shaped the way Mary Lincoln was judged. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Lexington privilege and early family disruption shaped Mary Todd before she became a Lincoln. Baker begins by locating Mary Todd in the social world of Lexington, Kentucky, where family status, education, kinship networks, and frontier violence all mattered. Mary was not presented as an accidental figure who entered history only through marriage. She came from a prominent family connected to the civic identity of Lexington, and this background gave her confidence, political awareness, and a strong sense of social rank. At the same time, Baker emphasizes that privilege did not mean emotional security. The death of Mary's mother when she was young and the tensions associated with a stepmother contributed to a household atmosphere that could be both materially comfortable and psychologically difficult. This early context is important because it helps explain Mary's later combination of assertiveness, insecurity, and fierce attachment to family. Rather than portraying her temperament as a fixed defect, Baker treats it as the product of a specific 19th-century upbringing. The Lexington chapters also clarify the sectional complexity of her identity. As a Kentucky woman who later married an Illinois politician and lived through the Civil War in the White House, Mary carried family, cultural, and political contradictions that would later make her vulnerable to suspicion. Secondly, the Lincoln marriage is treated as a difficult but enduring political and emotional partnership. A central strength of the biography is its refusal to simplify the Lincoln marriage into either romance or dysfunction. Baker presents Mary Todd and Abraham Lincoln as people with sharply different temperaments who nonetheless created a durable partnership over many years. Mary was socially ambitious, politically engaged, and conscious of public presentation. Abraham Lincoln was less polished in manners but possessed intellectual force, political judgment, and emotional depth. Baker shows that Mary recognized his promise and supported his ambitions, while also expecting a degree of domestic and social success that his early career did not always provide. Their marriage included conflict, financial strain, grief, and differences in emotional expression, yet it also contained loyalty and mutual dependence. This treatment matters because Mary has often been judged primarily through anecdotes of quarrels or spending habits. Baker instead asks how 19th-century marriage operated under pressures of career building, child-rearing, illness, and public life. The result is a more credible portrait of a household in which affection and frustration coexisted. By placing the marriage within social and political context, the book makes Mary an active participant in Lincoln family history rather than a disruptive footnote. Thirdly, the Civil War White House exposed Mary Lincoln to gendered criticism and political suspicion. Baker gives particular attention to Mary Lincoln's years as First Lady, because this period intensified nearly every vulnerability in her public image. The Civil War made the White House a symbolic center of national suffering, and Mary's behavior was interpreted through expectations that were often contradictory. She was expected to host, represent, and sustain presidential dignity, but she was also condemned when her spending, clothing, or social choices appeared inappropriate during wartime. Baker does not ignore Mary's extravagance or poor judgment in some matters, but she places these choices within the gendered role of 19th-century public womanhood. A president's wife had no formal office, limited political legitimacy, and intense visibility. Mary's Kentucky connections and relatives on both sides of the conflict also exposed her to accusations of disloyalty. The biography, therefore, treats criticism of her not simply as personal dislike, but as a product of wartime paranoia, partisan politics, and narrow ideals of feminine conduct. This approach helps explain why Mary became such an easy target. Her grief, spending, temper, and social ambition were real traits. But the public meanings attached to them were shaped by a society quick to punish women who seemed too visible or uncontrolled. Fourthly, bereavement and the insanity trial reveal the harsh limits of 19th-century mental health judgment. One of the most serious dimensions of Baker's biography is its treatment of Mary Lincoln's repeated losses and later confinement. Mary endured the deaths of three of her four sons, the pressures of war, and the assassination of her husband beside her. Baker shows that these experiences cannot be separated from later accounts of her behavior, fears, and emotional distress. The book does not reduce Mary to a medical case, nor does it romanticize her suffering. Instead, it examines how grief, social isolation, financial anxiety, and family conflict converged in her widowhood, the 1875 insanity trial, arranged by her surviving son, Robert Todd Lincoln, becomes a key episode in the biography because it exposes legal and cultural assumptions about women, dependency, and sanity. In the 19th century, a widowed woman who behaved erratically, spent money anxiously, or resisted male control could be judged through a framework that offered little room for trauma as modern readers might understand it. Baker treats the episode with sympathy, but not sensationalism. The result is a historically grounded account of mental distress and family rupture, rather than a simple accusation against either Mary or Robert. Lastly, Baker's method restores Mary Lincoln as a full historical subject rather than a familiar caricature. The most distinctive feature of the book is Baker's historiographical correction. Mary Todd Lincoln had long been portrayed through a narrow set of stereotypes: vain, unstable, extravagant, jealous, or impossible to live with. Baker does not merely reverse the judgment by making Mary blameless. Instead, she reconstructs the conditions under which those judgments formed and asks what they reveal about 19th century expectations. This method allows the biography to hold contradictions in view. Mary could be intelligent and politically perceptive, yet impulsive and difficult. She could be devoted to her husband and children, yet socially ambitious and financially reckless. She could suffer genuine mental distress, yet also be harmed by the gendered assumptions through which others interpreted that distress. Baker draws on the broader world of family life, domestic labor, political culture, and public reputation to make Mary's story more than a private tragedy. This is why the biography is often valued in Lincoln studies and women's history. It shifts the question from whether Mary was likable to how a woman in her position lived under extraordinary public and personal pressures. That shift gives the book lasting interpretive value. In conclusion, Mary Todd Lincoln, a biography, is best suited for readers interested in Lincoln studies, Civil War history, women's history, and serious historical biography. It will be especially useful for readers who know Mary Lincoln mainly through simplified accounts that emphasize her spending, temper, or confinement. Because Baker provides the context needed to understand why those traits became so prominent in public memory. The intellectual benefit of the book lies in its balanced reconstruction of a life shaped by privilege, ambition, bereavement, political crisis, and gender judgment. It also offers a practical lesson in historical interpretation. Reputations are often built through selective evidence, hostile witnesses, and cultural assumptions that later readers must examine carefully. Compared with biographies that treat Mary primarily as Abraham Lincoln's difficult wife, Baker's work stands out by making her the central subject and by connecting her personal conduct to the wider structures of 19th century family life, politics, and mental health law. It is not simply a defense of Mary Lincoln because it acknowledges her flaws and poor decisions. Its distinction is that it explains those flaws within a credible human and historical framework. For readers seeking a nuanced account of an enigmatic First Lady, it remains a strong and readable contribution. If you would like to support John Harvey Baker, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.